I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. Selfdefensefund.com.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I got a little echo there, Frank. Welcome to the show here. We're about to empower you. That's what we like to do here. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. And we got a great show. Frank and I's ready. Frank's ready. I'm ready. We're going to be talking about thyroid tests. Got some new information there. If you think you have a thyroid that's not functioning and you go get it tested, what you may want to know about that. And we got some other things we're going to talk about, plus our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. We're going to go into our devotional here. And in 1 Corinthians 2, it says, "But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." That's right. So if you want wisdom and knowledge, fear the Lord's the beginning, seek his face, and he will impart knowledge to you through the Holy Spirit. So who wouldn't want knowledge? Really, seriously. Who wants to walk around being foolish? I don't know of anybody that wants to do that. But there are plenty of them out there. So they're the ones that don't understand a word of the Holy Scripture. And it's because they're not lovers of the truth. So if you're seeking the truth, you're open to correction. And God's good correction. Because he corrects the sons and daughters he loves. So we got to be open to that. Mind the time, it grows short, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, so let's see. We got some more COVID stuff in here. 1 million COVID-19 vaccines were sent to South Africa, but they were put on hold. South African health authorities haven't approved the AstraZeneca Oxford COVID-19 vaccine in good conscience. Oh, boy. They said the trial data was lacking conclusive evidence to justify the vaccine's necessity. So they say the vaccine offers only minimal protection against mild to moderate infection caused by the SARS, better known as COVID-19. So what the health authorities are saying, well, you know, it's the whole idea is to get the vaccine anyway, and it'll keep you out of the hospital. You may get COVID, but you won't get put into the hospital with COVID, is what they're claiming. But according to the South African authorities, there's no guarantee that any protection will be lasting from this vaccine, and they think the vaccine poses more of a risk than promised. So the Serum Institute of India has already delivered 1 million doses of this vaccine to South Africa, and the healthcare workers are just sitting on it. They will not administer it until science has proved that the vaccine works, but right now they look at it as fraud. Moving along in the quacker. Flu shots, they say, are ineffective for senior citizens and may increase a miscarriage risk even for young women. I'm not a big fan of the flu shots or any shots, but this is a study they concluded, this is, quote, "because fewer than 10% of all winter deaths are attributed to influenza in any season, we conclude that just observational studies substantially overestimate the vaccination benefits." This was a study that was uncovered a link also between deaths from the COVID virus and flu vaccines among older adults. Now, we've been reporting on some of that. So after they looked at the data, more than 500,000 people, the researchers said, had positive associations between deaths from COVID-19 and the influenza vaccinations, especially those over the age of 65. They said pregnant women are also highly vulnerable to the dangers of the flu vaccine. Serious lack of scientific data outlining the risk of vaccine for pregnant women and the growing fetus, because they haven't really done any ethical studies on that. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, FCC was sued for dismissing evidence that wireless technology can have serious health effects. Ooh. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has been sued by two health advocacy organizations over the agency's, quote, capricious, arbitrary, and not evidence-based refusal to acknowledge that wireless technology devices and the infrastructure such as cell towers, smartphones, have serious health effects. So these organizations was the Children's Health Defense and the Environmental Health Trust. They presented oral arguments before the Circuit of Appeals District of Columbia Circuit Court challenging the FCC for keeping radio frequency levels all the same. The organization's oral arguments against the FCC also attacked the agency's support of the telecommunications industry's long-term effort to impose 5G wireless technology on American consumers. The documents were supposed to be were supported by, documents provided by numerous other groups, including the California Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and some of the documents came from the federal government itself, like the Department of the Interior, the Navy, the military, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the National Toxicology Program. All in all, this lawsuit submitted 440 documents consisting of over 11,000 pages of evidence. Wow, Frank, what do you think of that? Amazing. Well, I pray righteousness be done in the case, and God's will be done in the case. So that's what we should put in our prayer. So that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. What are you saying, Frank? I know. Frank's absolutely right. He says, if we get in anyway, this is not a vaccine. A vaccine must prevent the disease, according to USC 264132. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's the legal definition. That's pie in the sky. That's what they want people to think vaccines do, but that's not what vaccines do, Frank. Even though it's written in a chapter somewhere, in a legal document somewhere, doesn't make it the truth, Frank. Yeah, well, yeah, if you're in vaccine court, it matters. This is true, Frank. But vaccines are not they are not vehicles for health. Let me put it that way. Okay, they're the opposite. A lot of delusion there. All right, so let's talk about the thyroid tests. Anybody out there know anybody that's got thyroid issues? Maybe you're on medications. Know somebody in the family that had a thyroid surgery? Well, actually, we're going to talk about these thyroid tests that are not so accurate. Thousands of people annually get their thyroid tested, and the tests are not as accurate as patients are told they are. So if medicine has a test that they are relying on to help, you know, sell patients on treatments and surgery, it's unlikely they will tell the patients if there's an error margin in the test that can give false results. So we're going to check this out. So let's look at this study that appeared October 2019. This was done by the University of Texas, and they reported that the tests for thyroid cancer are not as accurate as we think. They concluded that these tests put patients more at risk, and also they have unnecessary surgery. So the patients are having surgery they don't need. So this is they said there also is a new test in development, supposedly to be faster and more accurate. We'll get to that in a minute. So the report was published in the October 2019 issue of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Now, here's a quote from one of the lead scientists. This is Professor Aviva Eberin, professor of chemistry and diagnostic medicine at University of Austin. And she says, quote, "If we could prevent people from having surgery they don't need, enable them to have a more precise diagnosis, then we can improve treatments for patients and lower healthcare costs." She says thousands of patients each year have the surgery only to learn later it was not necessary. And she's right, because through the years I've talked to people and they found out, you know, the doctor told them they needed surgery when they really, really didn't. So for some time now, tests have been used in many areas of medicine. They're not all that reliable. So this article is just going to focus on the thyroid, though. And people are still very trusting with regards to healthcare and should, you know, maybe lean on the side of caution by asking lots of questions. Get a second or even a third opinion. And really do all your homework on the treatments recommended to you. Now, because patients are not told everything about treatments, half the truth is real. Well, it's still a whole lie, isn't it? If missing information, right? You may have made a different decision if you had some information that was missing. Well, let's look at some of the statistics here. In the U.S., each year over 52,000 people get diagnosed with thyroid cancer. So the problem, though, is that the test that is used, it comes up with a diagnosis, is on the faulty side. For the most part, the test is a needle biopsy. It's called a fine needle aspiration, or FNA. And what the test uses is this fine needle inserted into what appears to be an abnormal section of the thyroid gland, and then tissue samples are collected. And patients are told that the test will help weed out possibilities on the types of diseases. Now, the problem is this kind of test, which is used on other organs as well, is usually inconclusive 1 in 5 times. So that's right. You know, the pathologist isn't able to confirm a cancer diagnosis or any diagnosis, and the patients are then scheduled for what is called follow-up genetic testing, which are also plagued with false results as well. So we have a scientific healthcare system that is not so scientific after all. And we just have a hard time, you know, believing that. But a lot of what happens in healthcare is pretty much a guess. It's an educated guess. That's what a hypothesis is. And so, or as my brother refers to all this, he calls it the SWAG method. It stands for scientific wild-ass guess. SWAG. So given these uncertainties, it's going to be very important that patients have an ethical physician then, right? So, and all too often physicians will recommend removing the organ that could be cancerous or become, or that could be now cancerous or could become cancerous within 5 years in the future, and they do this in the future to protect themselves from malpractice lawsuits. And that's what they do. So a patient's well-being is kind of thrown under the bus for a variety of reasons, and none of them are ethical. So the new test users, the new test that they're coming out with is a spectrometer to take metabolic measurements of the thyroid to identify metabolic disruption. So the pilot study on this, it showed false results of this spectrometer measurement occurred 1 in 10 times. So there's still, you know, a likelihood that the test will be wrong for 1 in 10 people. But, you know, that's still fewer people having unnecessary surgery, you hope, and they won't have to endure the complications that comes with surgery. So it's a, you know, small mother may I step in the right direction, but it's still, it's a test that has flaws. Well, let's look at the thyroid, because it's a very important gland. And the thyroid produces hormones, which influence our body's metabolic functions. And when you remove the thyroid gland, the hormone replacement drugs have to be given. Because in nearly all the cases, the drugs never get the hormone balance right, and patients have a lot of issues. So your thyroid does produce hormones that your body uses for metabolic function. So when patients are on the artificial hormones, because the thyroid's been removed, they can get things like sleep disturbance, weight problems, cardio and digestive issues, as well as muscle control problems, brain function issues, mood swings, and bone problems. So you know, my approach is balance. You know, when the body has a disease, it's out of balance. There's a problem, and it's a metabolic issue, and you got sick for a reason. Find out what the reason is and fix that. Otherwise, you're just chasing symptoms, and then you're going flat into surgery. So what most metabolic disruption stems from is a lack of balance. So what can we do to bring balance back? Well, put in the missing nutrition into the system and remove the toxic debris. That's pretty much it. So thyroid glands need organic iodine to make their hormones to carry out normal function. So a thyroid that doesn't get enough organic iodine is going to become exhausted, and then this gives disease an invitation. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You'll learn how you can bring your thyroid gland back into balance and avoid the toxic drugs and surgery. So look for their black walnut formula. It's a liquid. It's iodine rich. Now, this is not the formula is not made from the black walnuts itself, but this black substance that's between the nut and the hull of the walnut, the black walnut. So it's a iodine-rich substance that they make this from. They also recommend Siberian ginseng. This will give your gland stamina because it's tired. And then the mullein is the third formula, and this soothes an exhausted, tired gland. So those three together have this synergistic balancing effect, and it's targeting the thyroid. And the thyroid will just leap for joy. Usually, most people find relief in 2 weeks. So you'll be amazed at what you can do with God's good medicine. And you can do what the doctors don't know how to do. You're going to get it at the cause of the problem. Most of our internal medicine disorders is a lack of minerals. And iodine's a mineral. We don't have enough in our plants. We're 50% depleted in our plants from minerals, and it's all because of the crappy agriculture we have now. So give them a call. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972, and of course their web address, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. By the way, they're having a Valentine's Day sale, so this is a great time to save 25% on any order with them of $50 or more. You want to use the coupon code HEART21, and you can use that over the phone, on their website, or on your mail-in order form. Restrictions do apply with the sale, and the sale expires on the 20th of February, 2021, so you want to definitely get that in before it expires. So if you're thinking about, you know, immune support, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening, herbs for pets, any of these things, all these things are up there on their website. Check them out. Get a free catalog. They have a free catalog, so get that catalog and keep it close by, full of empowering tools. And the good thing about Apothecary Herbs is they educate you on how to look and use and utilize herbs, so you become educated and you can pass on that knowledge to your family and friends. So it's kind of a learning curve. In the beginning, but it's sort of like, you know, when you're a kid, you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth. It gets like that. It gets easier because you just start doing it. ThePowerHerbs.com. So, it's not rocket science. We're sick for a reason. It's usually because something's been neglected, maybe on purpose or not on purpose. And so we got to figure out what's missing. The body speaks to us. Sometimes we just ignore a lot of these signs that the body's given us. You know, we kind of just, you know, brush it off as nothing important. It is important. Even the most subtle thing's important. So a lot of times it's just paying attention what the body's trying to tell you. But the longer a disease goes, the harder it is to come back from it. So try not to let those things go on too long. And a lot of times people say, well, I didn't know I could do something about it. And this is true, because people aren't told they can do anything about it. They're just told, go to the doctor, get a drug, get surgery. But, you know, I kind of marvel at some of the ancient physicians, like the Greeks. The Greeks, oh, they were so good at teaching their patients how to be well. They almost lost their jobs. They almost went out of business. They had to go work for the military and you know, heal the wounded. Because they did such a good job of training their patients how to correct an imbalance. You know, and what to look for. So, and the power of the internet's here, and you have lots of resources. So you can look things up. You know what? And doctors, if they're honest with you, they don't like patients being able to find that information on the internet, because the patients are asking more questions. They're challenging the doctor's recommendations. They're wanting They want any treatments that aren't toxic and won't give them side effects or secondary diseases. And so, but the doctors are like in a quandary about that because they don't have anything else to give you. They're taught to prescribe. And I think modern medicine has its place. I think trauma care. You've heard me say that before. But for internal medicine disorders, all they do is managing your symptoms, and that's not a cure. That's being enslaved to a drug system. And eventually the drugs don't work, and then you're up a creek, usually. You're not in any better shape than when you started. You're in worse shape. Really read about your prescription drugs that doctors give you, and the more drugs you're on, the less doctors know what will happen to you. After that first drug with 100 metabolic changes, they don't know. Adding more drugs, they don't know what the metabolic changes will be. Now, is that scientific? No. Well, I mean, it is in the fact that it's truthful. They don't know. But it's not what people think it is. So if you're on two drugs, that's 100 times 100 metabolic changes your metabolism's going through, and it's not normal. No, not normal. Okay, so we got a few minutes before we're going to do a break, and we're going to kind of slide on in, or leap on over, I should say, to this this other topic. We're going to talk about viruses. And I talked about some of this in 2013. Okay, so let's see if any of this is coming true. So this idea about infectious disease, we hear a lot about this in the news. We got COVID-19. We're told about pandemics will be, you know, the new normal. So the idea about infectious disease leaping from animals to humans, and we're supposed to understand this is a new kind of threat to people that we're not even used to. Scientists don't even seem to be as surprised by this phenomenon. And over the years, I've actually reported on the scientists searching for viruses in some strange places. Why would you go seeking it out? So nearly 2 years ago, well, this is back in 2013, so we're going to be saying 7 years ago, 8 years ago, nearly 8 years ago, there was a story about researchers that investigated the caves looking for viruses from bats. And this is what we have been told that COVID is a bat virus. So the researchers are investigating what diseases bats can carry, and they carry many of them. And in particular, they're looking for viruses that they're carrying that could be adapted to humans. So bats are an important source of viruses to science, and aside from rabies, the other viruses that bats have they look for those that can be transmitted from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom. So a host of viruses. This is the National Academy of Sciences. The researchers there identified that bats can harbor and transmit these diseases: hepatitis C, Ebola, rabies, SARS, that severe acute respiratory syndrome, also known as coronavirus, and then Marburg, similar to Ebola, Nipah zunis, which is a fruit bat. It causes encephalitis and acute respiratory diseases. So Hendra, which is a horse virus, is in there, as well as other things. So you can see the treasure trove of viruses bats have that scientists are just drooling over. So when we come back from the break, we're going to enlighten you some more. So stay tuned.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a bishop on a hook, like a knife from some old-fashioned book,
Hey, we're back here in Herb Talk. Thanks, Frank. That was kind of mellow. Thank you, Frank. Well, we're talking about these viruses that science likes to find so they can leapfrog them right on over from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom. And this is a lot of this information I reported on in 2013. And as we're seeing now, we have COVID-19 that has come from bats, which they have harvested. Now, this is according to virologist Phoenix Lan Quan. He's at the Columbia University. He says bats are natural hosts for a variety of hepatitis viruses, about 83 of them. Ooh. And at this writing, there does not seem to be a link for these hepatitis strains between transmitted from bat to human. However, it does not mean that scientists aren't going to find that genetic bridge, because, you know, they would love to come out with a lot of hepatitis medications for different varieties of the virus. Well, let's look at some of the history here. This is the CDC. They have these historical archives, and they have them on influenza A viruses that tend to infect a lot of animals, ducks, pigs, whales, horses, seals, you name it. And there are subtype influenza strains which cause what are called widespread disease, like your H1N1 bird flu, for instance. Now, a lot of these strains have subtype influences that can cause illness in a lot of animals. So how is that going to be important for people? Well, people in the Asian countries tend to be susceptible to the subtype influences that are found in these animals. And scientists have often explained it's extremely difficult, if not impossible, for an animal disease to cross over to cause illness in another animal species or into humans. So how did H1N1, it's a subtype A strain virus, how did that become a problem for humans when it was a bird influenza? And it also has been predominantly found in pigs. So how did the subtype influenza be found in humans, and over time, how did it infect pigs? Well, a recent report has been very informative, and it's telling the public that bird flu H2N8 virus has been known to infect horses, but is now crossed over into your furry animals like your canine. Well, there's a viral bridge, and this is how science is explaining how these viruses expand from one species to another. They kind of cross over. So, but you know, typically that's an evolution that happens over thousands of years. So we've had so many different pandemics now in the last 100 years. It's just like an explosion, right? It's unheard of, never seen the like. So we're told that these viruses can cross with direct contact with contaminated birds or pigs or horses and be transmitted to humans. That's what we're being told. Now, apparently, influenza viruses have 8 gene segments that can attach to various hosts in different species. They said the genome can mix to create a new supertype of virus, and then cross over and infect other species and even humans. So this is what they're calling genetic reassortment. However, this sounds kind of man-made to me. So think of these virus gene segments as one big Rubik's Cube. Remember the Rubik's Cube, Frank? When I was a kid, I could care less about the Rubik's Cube. I knew people, you could throw it in their hand, they could do the Rubik's Cube in less than a couple of minutes. I couldn't be bothered, but if science is right about how these viruses create new subtype viruses and then infect new species, which really has little, or the new species has little to no immunity protection against that particular strain, then the illness then is transmitted to other animals and then to humans, and it's causing quite an outbreak or a pandemic. So, let's look at that. There's a lot of information on this because, you know, when you look at the research on this stuff, the Nipah virus, the NIV virus, the Hendrovirus, the HEV virus, this is information that science has known about, that these animal viruses, they've known about them for some time, since like the 1990s, okay? And they've become now transmissible to humans. So they've been working on that genetic bridge so that the virus can now infect humans. So these viruses are classified as bioterror agents by the military. So in 2005, a team of researchers at the Uniformed Service at University of Health Science and the University of California in Los Angeles, they were said to have discovered the receptors to these viruses. And a lot of times it's, you know, a protein link. that it's like a switch that's flipped, you know, in the genetic code. And now with the gene editing, they can easily take any kind of disease now and make it very contagious to whatever they want. So they have this research that was published on the protein receptors of these viruses. It was in the July 5th, 2005 proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And they reported a human cell line that is not susceptible to the virus infection and 10 genes which were most susceptible. So they transinfected each of these individual genes into a resistant cell line in which one of the virus cell proteins, which was Ephrin B2, and it was able to corrupt the resistant cell and make it then susceptible to the virus infection. So this is all manipulated by science. So this corruption makes a broad range of species now susceptible to this viral infection. So they created a whole new disease for different animal species, including humans. So this research was also published in the July 6, 2005 Journal of Nature. And we have to ask ourselves, why would they want to corrupt the natural resistance or protection already in place by these from these deadly viruses? Why? Well, here's your scientific answer. This was medical doctor Ben-Hur Lee and also Christopher Broder, which is a PhD researcher. They said this: it will be of interest to determine whether this Ephrin B2 virus serves as a virus receptor in these natural animal hosts. It will be interesting. That's their reason. This is interesting. And then, of course, you know, you get if you press them, they'll say, well, we need to know these things so we can protect humanity from these diseases in the future. Well, they weren't a threat to us, but they've made it a threat to us. How is that protecting? See. So in 2005, there was a lot of vaccines for the Nephi and Hendra viruses, but the scientists have now tested a vaccine which is supposedly more promising. So they're using it on animals. They're injecting these proteins of these viruses into animals, and they're testing to see how susceptible they are to the disease. And of course, we're told it's going to help build immunity. Well, let's get to that bat virus once again, because scientists have isolated a germ called coronavirus SARS. Now, mind you, I reported this almost 8 years ago. This is the segment I'm talking about. And they isolated the coronavirus, said to have originated in bats. Isolating the germ, they cultured the live virus, knowing which receptor of the virus would bind to the human cell, suggesting they knew how to make viruses transmit from animals to humans without needing an intermediate host. The research did get reported in the Journal of Nature, October 2013. By the way, if you've signed up for the newsletters on thepowerherbs.com, you just go to the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up. No subscription, but you get a lot of this information with hot links to the articles so that you can read it for yourself. So what we're seeing is a pattern of abuse by scientific research to use viruses as bioweapons and assault upon humanity. But they're not looking at it as that. They're looking at it as if it's a service to humanity. Two stark differences there. So science is tearing down immunity in animals and in humans under the disguise of building and protecting immunity. So they are creating these really terrible bioterror weapons of disease. And as you are aware, the H1N1 bird flu pandemic of 2010 was not the threat that the World Health Organization portrayed it to be, but it did allow them to achieve acceptance to include the H1N1 bird flu and swine flu strains in your standard in your standard human influenza, seasonal influenza vaccines. Mm-hmm. So it is really quite realistic to look at this and face that the World Health Organization creates pandemics of the future where they are allowing new viral strains from other animal subgroups to achieve the ability to cross over and infect humans and then include those in vaccines. See. So no one really likes to think that these brilliant minds of science would be involved in such an inhumane thing as to create new avenues for disease to infect and even, you know, threaten the lives of many humans. But that's exactly what we're witnessing. So many of these viruses have a 9% or higher mortality rate. So the evidence seems to be mounting that this is exactly what we're witnessing, and the motive behind such acts could be numerous. It could be greed in order to create a disease because it's interesting. It's an ego thing for them. Maybe to create a disease and sell you the antidote vaccine to make money, accolades in the scientific community, right? Prestige. So perhaps, you know, it also could include your depopulation method that people talk about. So Bill Gates submitted the elite can control 10% of the, or to 15% of the world's population through vaccines. So why did he even say that? What are they not being told about it? Well, maybe the scientific community has gone mad. And it could be the possibility of all three reasons. Depopulate, greed, prestige, and their reprobate minds. So what do you mean you don't take any drugs? You know, because I know a lot of people say that, you know, they're very proactive and they don't take medicines. They don't take prescription drugs. And if they ever wind up at their doctor's office, maybe a broken bone or something, they're looked at as if they're aliens if they're not on at least one prescription drug. Now, if you're over 50, oh, and your blood pressure's normal, your cholesterol's normal, your blood sugar's normal, you're an anomaly. You're just weird. Cuz the normal to them is as you age, it's expected that you be sick with a disease like, you know, diabetes, heart disease, you know, some sort of, you know, metabolic disruption. So the scientific world has been functioning that it's normal to be on drugs. It's not normal, it's common, but it's not normal. So medicine should, you know, work to strengthen the human body and help it to function normally like it was designed to, not override the functions with strong toxic drugs, forcing a metabolism to work. It becomes weaker as time goes on and things atrophy. And then, of course, you have a total system collapse. And then, I don't know, maybe the surgeon can save you. I don't know. But artificial infections, that's what vaccines are. They don't stimulate the proper immune response. They actually can cause a lot of neurological problems. And the CDC will never admit that your vaccines that have been proven by numerous doctors on scientific reports cause autism and other neurological diseases. They'll never admit that. So each of us has a duty to uphold the foundations of our health and protect what God gave us. Stand your ground. So educate yourself on what natural therapies will help empower you and reverse the problem that you're in. So you haven't been taught that. So when we take a logical look at this, okay, so we have high blood pressure. Why do we have high blood pressure? What causes the high blood pressure? And you got to answer the why. What is causing and why do I have it? So that you can find the cause and then correct the cause. Typically, it's lifestyle. Most of the time, it is. Yeah. So, if you have a family tree with people that have heart disease, you most likely will have heart disease because we tend to have lifestyles like our relatives before us. So, something has to change in order to remove that risk. So look at the changes that you can make. I mean, it's not going to cost you anything to usually to do that. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a copay. You don't need an insurance card. You just need to investigate it and think about this. And we need to stop what we were doing that made us sick to begin with, because people aren't taught to evaluate their lifestyles in that regard. So, Mediterranean diet, mentioned that. Low risk of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So, a lot of cooking yourself. No prepackaged stuff. You know, try to get in the kitchen and do it yourself. And this is really sad, because we have generations of young people now that don't cook, don't sew, don't garden, really don't do a whole lot, you know. A lot of them don't want to work. I mean, I see, Frank, I see, you know, job opening signs everywhere, but they can't get anybody to come in and work. That's because they're getting handouts from the government to stay home and not work. See? Biblically, if you don't work, you don't eat. See? So, well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some of the drugs that will give you cognitive disorders. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of modern medicine puts out and prescribes classes of drugs that really will mess with your memory, your short-term memory, and it's getting to the point where you see a lot of people over 50, 60 years of age on these drugs, and they have a lot of anxiety, and a lot of them are just worried, am I getting Alzheimer's? No, you're probably on a drug that's wiping your memory. So a drug can offer these side effects, remove your memory, short-term memory, and this is upsetting for a lot of people. So it's important that we dig for the information on these types of drugs. You can look them up. You can go to WebMD and type in their drug and side effects, and you can even get the extended list of side effects. You want to look at the common and not so common side effects. Okay. You're not going to get all the side effects in a printout from the drugstore. You'll have to dig for that. So what science is revealing to us about some of these drugs that they're making alter your brain's DNA. According to Nature.com, when humans experience a traumatic experience, for instance, it will leave a mark in your brain, which is difficult to erase. So if you had, like, you know, a traumatic car accident or something, that memory is going to remain. It's a longer memory. It remains, and it's more ingrained. So scientists have proposed that they make drugs to remove those type of memories or your post-traumatic memories. You know, a lot of times you can learn from instances. I mean, unpleasant as they are, maybe tragic as they are, you can learn from them. And so they want to make a drug so you won't remember it at all. In some cases, I guess that could be seen as a therapeutic way to help, you know, soldiers coming back from war that have trouble functioning. But well, look at your statin drugs. Statin drugs will give you short-term memory problems because it removes cholesterol from your system. And your anti-cholesterol drugs do that too. And your brain uses cholesterol. Cholesterol is not bad. It's just we've been taught it's bad. Therapists also work with a lot of patients that have post-traumatic stress, a lot of fears, extinction therapy. They try to put them through therapy. A lot of these things don't work for very long because these memories are deeply ingrained in the brain. So what science has come up with is marking the DNA and just erasing part of those memories through this drug therapy. So what are these drugs called? Well, the drugs that are listed are called HDACI drugs or histone diacetylase inhibitors. And these are really anti-cancer agents that they use on cancer patients. So, but this drug also interferes with the function of the histone diacetylase enzymes and amino acids that generate gene regulation. So it's real important to understand that, you know, modern scientific medicine is doing a bit of guessing in manipulating these brain chemicals with these types of drugs. The inhibitor drugs also influence a transcription in many of the biological processes, and it seems that science is really not sure if this histone diacylase inhibitor will influence specific or just global gene expression throughout your body, not just in the brain. They have no idea. So with this type of drug, science is influencing multiple levels of gene transcription control. The process will change your DNA, and the ability for these controls and accessibility regarding regulatory functions will all be changed. And the main target of the drug, though, is amino acids, which are thought to wipe out memories, and it seems to be irreversible. So there is also a question as to if the drug will influence your intelligence, because research shows that the drug has negative consequences on gene transcription. You know, you learned your ABCs, your math. Can it just, like, wipe all that out, too? So this implies the drug will offer a lot of side effects, which the patient will have to bear the burden of and suffer from those results. And the drug will also mess with enzymes and amino acids, which are involved in a lot of particular balance that are key in regulating a lot of gene expression involved in the processes throughout your body. So they're really, I think, overstepping their bounds here, messing with God's copyright, if you will. And according to the U.S. Library of Medicine and National Institute of Health, drugs like this may alter functions of regulatory key genes. So they could be altering additional DNA downstream a little later on. So there's this big question that should be addressed, because medicine intends to use the drug to treat a variety of disorders with this. And they haven't answered all the questions with it. So drug research using mice showed that the drug deletes genes affecting developmental and physiological functions. Yet science looks forward to exploiting this drug in treating various human diseases. So, you know, it's sort of like, you know, this COVID vaccine trials with Pfizer, they just totally dismissed the animal trials on it, where it killed the animals. Just, you know, let's just ignore that part. So scientific medicine isn't all that it's cracked up to be. It's not what it's promoted to be in many instances. There's a lot of deception. There's a lot of information left out of the equation. Patients aren't getting all the information, and half the truth is still a whole lie. So be armed out there, and be aware that just because drugs went through scientific trials and the FDA approved it, doesn't mean it's healthy for you or it's safe for you. And it's my experience that a side effect is just a very generic term that means secondary disease. We're going to give you another disease when you take this drug. We may alleviate the first complaint you had, but we're going to give you another complaint. So be advised, do your homework on all therapies recommended to you. Really, be real careful about it. I can see I'm out of time. Don't forget, 25% off at the powerherbs.com website, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, on their Valentine's sale, and on orders of $50 or more, use the code HEART21 when you're checking out, or over the phone, or on your order form. And it's thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.